Welcome to Inspiring Health, a series of conversations with Roxana Gapster and other WellSpan leaders about WellSpan 2025. I'm Michael Carice, and Roxana, what are we going to be talking about today?
Michael, today we're catching up on our efforts to create a more inclusive WellSpan workplace.
And who's your special guest?
Once again, I am joined by Kim Brister, our Senior Director for Talent Acquisition, Diversity, and Inclusion.
Hey, Kim, good to have you with us again.
Hi, Michael and Roxana. Thank you for having me again.
So, Roxana, why are we circling back to the topic of diversity and inclusion?
Well, the original Diversity and Inclusion podcast has been one of our most popular episodes across our organization, and it tells us that it's a topic our employees really want to hear more about. And in fact, just this morning, Kim spoke to some of our leaders about the progress we've made over the last 9 months here at WellSpan.
Oh, great. So, Kim, can you give us a quick update on the body of work you've been leading since you were here the last time?
I think there are two key elements that I'd like to highlight today. First, we have selected our D&I vendor that will work with us to help us create excitement around this work. They will do a cultural assessment with the team across all 19,000 employees, and they will also work with us on continuing our efforts around recognizing our unconscious bias.
So help us understand why your efforts are focused in that way.
Well, there are a couple of reasons. First off, we continue to kind of work towards wanting to help our leaders recognize that our unconscious biases can really create challenges within our organization and how we care for our patients. Previously, I did not mention the fact that we are also doing some work regarding our patient rights and responsibilities, and that's another key element for us as we think about how we are interacting with our patients. Just this past October, I had a situation where a provider came to meet with me and shared that they had a patient experience where a patient essentially refused to be seen by a woman or a person of color. And the challenge was that we did not know how to necessarily respond to that situation, but more importantly, our provider did not feel supported. And what we wanted to be able to do is to have our patient rights and responsibilities reflect the work that we are doing. Specifically, we want to be able to, of course, honor our patients and care for them in the best way possible, but we also want to make sure that we are supporting our staff and respecting our employees. And therefore, that work has been extremely important to us. The work with Cook Ross actually will help us when we look at how we can improve our engagement scores, increase awareness around diversity and inclusion, and then we also want to be able to continue to focus in this effort. It has become a really prevalent topic across many, many organizations, and WellSpan is joining that effort.
So, Roxana, as Kim mentioned, this has been on a short list of key cultural initiatives since you've arrived at WellSpan. Why so important for you?
There are just so many benefits, Michael, to having a diverse workplace, that to have employees who are empowered by an inclusive environment. So we know that there's research that shows that companies that have great diversity in the workplace also are leaders in innovation in their markets. And here at WellSpan, we're working to be more innovative. Our 2025 plan calls for us to reimagine healthcare. And to do that, we need ideas with multiple perspectives and different ways to shape our thinking. So we're really excited about that. But Kim doesn't own this initiative by herself. Obviously, this is going to take all 19,000 team members to develop an inclusive workplace. And also the Diversity and Inclusion Steering Team doesn't own it solely on their own. So we all have a role in shaping our new diverse culture here at WellSpan. So it's an exciting initiative.
Kim, you gave an update to WellSpan leaders just this morning, as Roxana mentioned at the beginning. So what did you take away from that session?
Well, I was able to share with the leaders this morning that along with changing the patient rights and responsibility language, that it was more than just changing the language, that we wanted to be able to provide our leaders and our care providers and our front-level staff with tools that they would be able to use if they find themselves in these particular situations. So we did work together in a subgroup to develop a situational aid, which I was able to share with the team today. They all really responded well to receiving and being able to review that document, because many times if you find yourself in this type of situation with the patient rights and responsibilities, or having a patient who refuses treatment based on a bias, many times you don't know how to react. And we wanted to make sure our front level staff had a tool that would enable them to at least be able to have something to reference. So that was great to be able to share that with the team and to receive positive feedback on that document. Recently, I did a presentation with our population health department, and once again, it was on diversity and inclusion, and it was after one of their executives had conducted one of the team chats. And after the session that I had with that particular group, one of the participants sent me an email and stated that the presentation inspired her, that it really made her think about her own biases and being able to move in a more conscious space, and that the work and the information that she received was really inspirational. And what I view through her feedback is that, you know, we are making impact, you know, one person at a time. And, you know, when you want to be able to change a culture, it truly is one person at a time. And so this work is really hitting home for our employees.
That's good to know that you're making some progress there. What's coming next, Kim?
Well, the D&I Steering Committee is planning some fun activities for the month of April. The month of April is considered the Diversity Awareness Month, so we're pretty excited about that. We've also included a Diversity and Inclusion Awareness Calendar, and that will then be able to be distributed to our employees so that they have a tool to be able to use to celebrate diversity at any given time. And many times, a great way to celebrate diversity is through food. And over the holidays, our cafeteria did an amazing job of developing foods essentially from around the world to be able to celebrate different cultures. And so we're really encouraging our folks to use this tool to be able to celebrate diversity to the best of their abilities during the month of April. And we're hoping everybody gets really excited about this and really rallies around Diversity Month.
And then in May, you have an assessment survey coming, right?
Absolutely. Cook Ross, the vendor that I mentioned earlier, will be doing a cultural assessment in the month of May, and that assessment will go out to all 19,000 employees. And it's essentially assessment to be able to hear the voices of those 19,000 employees and hear what their thoughts are regarding where we are in this journey of creating a diverse and inclusive organization.
So, Roxana, you mentioned that creating an inclusive workplace is something that every single WellSpan team member owns. What can the people listening to this program today do to make a step in the right direction?
First, I'd say take an implicit association test. It's one of the things that we've actually made available out on our website, and it helps us all understand our own unconscious biases. So you can go to that at wellspan.org/blindspot. Also, I would suggest identifying and looking up the new situation aid that's going to be coming out to all of our team members. What Kim has been describing is a guideline to kind of help us understand how we deal with these in-the-moment issues when our patients and families have requests that we're not sure we should be honoring. One of the things that we know is that we can make decisions using our WellSpan values. And by using our values, we can help both align our patients to understanding what the request is that they've made of us and sort of why or why not we might be able to honor that request. So it's really a give and take, a back and forth, but I think the guideline will be very helpful for people in the moment. And then finally, I would say stay curious. Having Diversity Awareness Month is going to be a great opportunity for all of us to stay curious about different cultures, about our team members, and have an opportunity to learn more about each person. I'd like to encourage our employees to celebrate the month of diversity with us during the month of April.
Absolutely. And I want to repeat that address to take the implicit association test. You can go to wellspan.org/blindspot. We're going to have to leave it there, but I want to thank our guests for being with us on Inspiring Health Today. It's a series of conversations with Roxana Gapster and other WellSpan leaders about WellSpan 2025. Today, Roxana was joined by Kim Brister, Senior Director, Talent Acquisition, Diversity, and Inclusion. If you want to catch the podcast on a mobile device, you can go to wellspan.org/inspiringhealth. I'm Michael Carice. Thanks for listening, and hope you can join us next time.